apply for your vote by mail ballot, get it on the spot, fill it out on the spot, and turn it right in. Now, I took my mother to do that two Sundays ago, all right? Two Sundays ago, and we got it done in 10 minutes' time.
Wow.
And so, and they're open 7 days a week.
Wow.
All right?
7 days.
7 days a week, all right?
Saturdays and Sundays.
Exactly. So wow. We just encouraged, we did a Zoom call with our church community, had about 20 pastors on the line, mm-hmm. some labor leaders and other community leaders, last week to encourage them to take their congregation, yeah. organize their congregations, to go to the satellite election office. It was easy. Now, you know, Barbara, I'm old school. I like to do it on election day, okay? Mm-hmm. I like to cast that vote on. I just like the thrill and the excitement of it. It just, you know, born out of that tradition. And I'm going to talk about tradition in a second. But the importance of this election, and all of them are important, but I think we all know the kind of stuff that's being discussed now,
right?
Why it's so important. I'm going to tell you about a call I just got as I was coming in.
Okay.
And that we have to not wait until the last minute.
Right.
All right.
Early vote.
Get it in. Get it
early
done.
Early vote.
You never know what could happen on November
6th. Exactly.
You could be distracted. You could, you know,
urgency,
exactly,
whatever,
you know, your rheumatisms and your arthritis may get a hold of you, and you just may not feel well or whatever. Could be an emergency, something like that. And so just get it done.
You know, Daryl and Karen and everyone listening, you know, we came here in 2018 and did a hearing on Pennsylvania that Senator Hughes hosted, made it happen.
Who was with us?
Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson was also with us. And we did that National Commission for Voter Justice hearing here. And remember at that point, TJC gave the city, gave the state of Pennsylvania an F on its report card for how it was treating voters. But you've had major changes then. Tell people what you have been helping to lead to make sure that voters are able to vote.
So it's that story, the satellite election office. In Montgomery
yes.
County, they have a mobile unit.
Wow, a mobile unit.
A mobile unit, all right? And so folks who are paying attention to the election cycle right now, Montgomery County is right outside the city of Philadelphia,
yeah.
okay? It is one of the wealthier counties in the country, okay? Mm-hmm. But they've created Sister Jamila Winder, who's chair of the county commissioners over in Montgomery County.
Yeah.
And her vice president, Neil Makija, they created a mobile process. They'll come out.
So creative.
Okay? And the technology allows for it.
Yeah.
Okay? And so we went through this process,
yes.
again, Barbara, with
yes.
your tutelage, okay? I mean, for real. I mean, you know, getting an F on a report card is not like a wonderful thing, okay? I don't care whether it's math or voting or history or whatever, all right? But it is out as a result of that analysis
yeah.
that folks were awoken, okay?
Yeah.
All right? About all right, how can we do this better? All right.
Exactly.
So that's how all, and then of course, you know, under Governor Shapiro, we got the automatic voter piece done.
That's right.
Which is
amazing.
Which is the concept of that legislation. Here you go, Barbara. I'm gonna make this full circle.
All right.
You and I were unwittingly sitting next to each other in Selma. All right. Okay.
Well, yeah.
We had become friends on Twitter, yeah. as it was called then, had never met. Okay. And then I looked and she looked. Aren't you? And then we came together. Long story short, I think that was the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Obama.
Yes. Yes. On the way back on the flight, I remember texting before the flight departed. I remember texting my staff, we need automatic voter registration in Pennsylvania.
Amen.
And we introduced the legislation.
Yes.
Fast forward to Governor Shapiro implemented as an executive order.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Excellent.
As an executive
Excellent.
Order. Okay.
And remember also, most people here wouldn't know, but another thing that Senator Hughes helped lead was Dropbox.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
During COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember how we talked about the need for Pennsylvania to have drop boxes? And fortunately, that was before all this politicization drop boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we were able to get them here in Pennsylvania. And look, it's that record
it's
turnout.
It's election offices all over the place.
Yes, early voting, ADR. It's great.
People have got to, voting matters, and the work that goes into this process matters as well.
Yes.
And all of us, Barbara, I mentioned his name a few minutes ago. All of us are our disciples in many respects,
yes.
Reverend Jackson. And he was, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
even suffering with the Parkinson's that he's suffering from.
Oh, wow.
He was in Pennsylvania.
No.
Let me tell you the whole story. He was in Pennsylvania last week for an entire week.
Wow.
He started out in Philadelphia, having his meetings,
wow.
talking to people. Next thing you know, he was in Harrisburg.
Wow.
And the wonderful thing about having him in Harrisburg is I got the opportunity to take him around to see the fruit of his work. The Lieutenant Governor, Austin Davis, the Speaker of the House, Joanna McClinton, my counterpart, Jordan Harrison, the House Appropriations Committee Chairman. And so he had the opportunity to see all of that. But once we did all of that, he was like, you know how he is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, all right, I'm going to the jail.
Mm, that's where he loved to go.
Talk to the young brothers and sisters.
They have the right to vote.
Exactly, the right to vote.
Yeah.
And he was going to young people. And he mentioned his story about Chicago.
Yeah.
And his ability to impact the elections there because he got folks to focus on young people.
Yeah.
And brothers and sisters who are in jail.
All right. Now, Daryl. I know.
And then he left Harrisburg, went to Gettysburg.
Uh-oh.
Then he left Gettysburg and went to Pittsburgh.
Oh, he's amazing. And Erie.
And
I heard he was in Erie.
So, I mean,
yeah.
if we can't figure it out ourselves, how to go ahead and just cast a vote,
mm-hmm.
look at him.
All right now. So, Daryl, he's been invoking our hero.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, he's been invoking our hero. No other than Jesse Lewis Jackson Sr. Daryl, I know you got a question to follow up on that one.
Well, you know, Senator, as Reverend Jackson was going around, can you share with our listeners, how was he received? How was he received?
Oh. Hey, look, he was received. I had a guy. I'm watching a guy rush up to Reverend Jackson and just, you know, try to embrace him, but, you know, we got to be careful with Reverend's health and all
right.
that kind of stuff,
yeah.
right? I thank you so much. You just were great inspiration, blah, 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 blah. And don't you know, Dale, he had a MAGA hat on.
Wow.
And that's just for informational purposes.
Wow.
Okay, all right?
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you know, like,
yeah.
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay? And so he was, I mean, it was all love. It was all respect from all communities, all right? This giant who, in many respects, is the foundation for all the work that's been done and, you know, could possibly see the fruit of his work materialize in another capacity very shortly.
And Karen, as the CEO of Concerned Black Men mm-hmm. of America, when you hear about Jesse Jackson, saying to everybody to vote and, you know, and all this nonsense that people keep talking about black men voting. We know they're going to vote more heavier than any other group of men in this country. But, you know, what does it mean to you when you hear this story of Reverend Jackson, even with Parkinson's, even suffering, getting out here and saying people must vote?
It means everything. If Reverend Jackson can do it with his health situation prevalent, who cannot do it as well? I know one of the things in the conversations that we've been having in barbershops and gymnasiums across the country, including Philadelphia with our chapter there, is this is a critical election. Use his example. You cannot afford to sit out. Black men cannot afford to sit out. We remember stop and frisk. We remember the disparities of the Trump administration and his acolytes. We can't afford not to do it. So when Jesse Jackson, in his condition, is coming to Philadelphia and other locations to encourage, you must do it. So, yeah, it means everything.
I don't see how folks don't. And,
right.
You know, look, we may be cut from a different cloth, but we do understand, having had some of those barbershop conversations, all right, we do understand that the brothers just want somebody to listen.
Right. And hear them. See them.
Listen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how we are. We're going to, you know, men are slow to the draw anyway, Daryl. Okay. You know that. We just got to admit it. We're slow to the draw. But we get there. And see, the most recent data that's coming out, the research is coming out. Black men are voting at high levels.
Yes.
Okay. And are engaged and involved. That process that over the last month or 2 months to have the conversation,
yes,
to assert themselves,
yes,
to get recognized.
Yes.
And we just want a little dialogue, okay?
Wow.
And we're gonna come on and do the right thing.
And some appreciation, right?
Uh-huh.
So Daryl, are you on site yet with the young folks?
Not on site yet, Barbara. Not on site yet.
Well, Daryl's on his way. Believe it or not, folks, the young people are playing. They're over at Love Park.
Okay.
On Arch, you know, having a youth rally.
Yeah, youth vote. Okay.
You got it.
All right. It's hitting. Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And Black Voters Matter.
Great.
Who we were with yesterday in Pittsburgh.
Good.
Oh, we turned it out in Pittsburgh
yesterday.
And people said, "What you doing back here?" Because we were there the week before, and they were like, "What you doing back here?" And I'm like, "Hey, it's Pittsburgh. We got to get out here and vote, people." So it's so exciting. You know, I also, Senator, you know, one of the things I want to say to all those people who got their absentee ballots, there's a couple things you really need to know right now. Because I've been looking at what's happening here in your state, and people, take a second before you send in that absentee ballot. Please make sure you signed it.
Yes.
I'm shocked at how many people forget to sign the absentee.
Sign and date.
And date it. Make
sign
sure
and date.
You date it.
Don't leave that out. So the advantage of the satellite election offices.
Yes.
Is that, as I said earlier, that you can do the whole process in 10-15 minutes, okay? But you're also leaving your ballot in a secured facility.
Yes, I love that.
Okay?
So if
today is the last day in Pennsylvania to make the application.
Right.
All right, for a vote-by-mail ballot.
Okay.
All right? So if you have one that's on its way, blah, 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 when you do it, make arrangements to drop it off at the local satellite election office.
Okay.
Okay.
How long can people vote early?
Is it all the way up until election day?
Really? Oh, go on now, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Oh, you guys, I got to move that.
Yes.
I got to change that grade, Daryl. We got to change that grade.
You're embarrassing.
I think they're fighting for an A. I think they're fighting for an A, Daryl. What do you think?
Oh, no, they're definitely well on their way to that A. And particularly, Senator, if you could share with people that have folks that are incarcerated or were previously incarcerated, what are their voting rights?
Well, the old saying was, if your feet are on the street, you can vote. Okay?
Yes.
All right? And we're reminded, if you're in the jail, local jail,
you can also
vote.
Yeah.
All right? Now, I know Commissioner Sabir was trying to arrange polling places and what have you in the Philadelphia jail.
Yeah.
Here in Philadelphia.
Excellent.
I'm not sure he is. He is. He's it worked. Okay. All right, Barbara, it worked. Okay. All of the work we've done.
Amen.
He's got it.
Amen.
He's on it. He's trying to figure out, constantly trying to figure out new ways. He was out in North Philadelphia at like 6 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
At one of the major transit stops.
Wow.
And you could hear the sound in the background. He had the music in the background and what have you.
Wow.
Junior's trying to hype people up about voting. He really has bought. We're so proud because we know his journey.
Yes.
You know, where he started and where he is right now.
And that's why, you know, we take, you and I, you know, we've done so many trainings for young people.
Mm-hmm.
We've done them at Cheney. Mm-hmm. We've done them at